USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is shaping up to be the hypocrisy hearing, and I will be there at every turn pointing it out.
That's Senate Republican Lindsey Graham speaking about the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, which got underway yesterday with Democrats repeatedly trying to delay the proceedings.
So I hope people in the country understand this game. It's a game that I am sad to be part of. It's gotten really bad.
Democrats claim they still have not received thousands of documents concerning Kavanaugh's record in the George W. Bush White House. Tropical Storm Gordon moving farther inland and weakening now after coming ashore last night on the northern Gulf Coast. The storm's powerful winds contributing to a death in Florida, a child killed when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. This is USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
As much as I love this job, and will always love this city and its residents, I've decided not to seek re-election.
That was the announcement from Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the Democrat saying he won't run again, even though he'd vowed he would for months. Emanuel has faced a lot of criticism lately for not taking a tougher stance on violence in the Windy City. Arizona's governor announcing who'll replace the late Republican Senator John McCain.
As I contemplated who could best serve our state in the U.S. Senate, I kept coming back to one name and one person, John Kyle.
Governor Doug Ducey noting that Kyle served alongside McCain during his 18 years in the Senate. Kyle retired in 2013. An upset in a Democratic primary in Massachusetts yesterday as 10-term Congressman Mike Capuano was defeated by Boston Councilwoman Ayanna Pressley. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
President Trump will reportedly be able to respond to written questions from the head of the Russia probe. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is letting the president give written answers, but he's also not giving up the hope of eventually getting a face-to-face interview with President Trump. Mueller's been trying to interview the president for some time in the probe of possible Russian interference in the 2016 election. The National Association of Police Organizations is calling for a boycott of Nike. In a letter to Nike CEO Mark Parker, the group representing nearly a quarter million police officers explained it's upset with the choice of Colin Kaepernick as the new face of Nike's Just Do It ad campaign. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback started to generate controversy 2 years ago when he started to kneel during the national anthem in protest of police brutality and treatment of minorities. The letter calls Nike's decision a slap in the face to those who risk their lives to protect the country and a perpetuation of the myth that police are racist. And the ruby red slippers worn by Dorothy in the 1939 classic movie The Wizard of Oz making their way back home now, as the FBI says they've located the shoes that were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota in 2005. They say arrests will be made, but they provided no other details. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.